Good morning. Actually, it's almost afternoon, but I feel like I've lived an entire day in the morning, and it was an entire day that actually was amazing this morning. I went to bed last night imagining having a most fabulous run this morning. I'm going to be diving into some online internet marketing stuff that I'm fascinated by, and I imagine just crushing that and having the best experience and the best time. And I woke up this morning feeling great. I went to bed last night imagining waking, how it would feel to wake up this morning feeling great. So as you know, on this podcast, I talk a lot about Neville Goddard, 2020, and imagination, imagining, feeling it real. You are what gives life to life. You animate the universe and all that. So I just want to share with you my experience today. So as you know, I have been feeling more disconnected from my run. I went on a little trip, and though I had a blast, I did have a blast, when I came back, I tried to go back into a run in the morning. Twice I tried it, and it felt so uncomfortable, and I actually was getting some anxiety around activity, moving my body, and that's not like that for me. And I had lost my verve, my delight in the run and exploring my body in the run. So yesterday, Sunday, I dove into exploring my body and movement. That just felt fun to me. And last night I did some really cool whole body flow movement stuff. I got on the floor. It was a combination of some form of yoga, some form of qigong, whatever, all the different names. I just explored being in my body. I moved like a child would move, right? And it was stiff. And there's some tight spots. But guess what? I've only done this a couple of times, and already I'm noticing a feeling of vitality in my body that I kind of sort of started to lose. I enjoy running, but I don't enjoy doing anything repetitively over and over again. Yeah, that isn't going to make me a marathon runner. I get that. But that's not why I did it in the first place. So today, I didn't go out for an early morning run. That was I stretched my imagination into how could I enjoy this more? And hey, the weather is great and I can actually run later, because I didn't want a blast of cold air bursting into my eyes and getting into my sinuses. That didn't feel fun to me. It actually felt more fun to wait till everybody is at their job, all the people that got to get their run in before they go to work, and then I get to go and play. And so I ended up going at around 10:30 to a nearby park. I did about two to three miles of just ongoing movement. I hopped, I sprinted, my version of sprinting, might I remind you. I did some lunges, some diagonal moves. I went up and down a hill. I kept playing. I kept stretching my imagination. How could I feel this in my back more? How could I give movement to my torso more? I had the best time and felt so good. So if you're like me and you're just out there and you're kind of bored to tears with what you're doing and it actually has stopped you from moving the body, change it up. Stretch. Drop the habit you have imagined and give life to something else. Play. Discover play in moving the body again. Hop, skip, jump. all the natural movements of our bodies. So also today, I got out into the sunshine. Now I get it, if you don't have sunshine right now, you know, you gotta find it. You gotta figure out a way to get it. That might be a special kind of light bulb I hear that they have. But I'm fortunate where I live, I was out in this beautiful sun, converting my cholesterol to vitamin D3, fueled up, ready to roll. I even did some upper body hanging moves that I hadn't been able to do in months. You know, those days when you just feel strong. But you know what? I'm imagining more and more and more of those, because I have a desire that if I so choose, in my late 90s, I could be sea kayaking with all the strength and vitality of a 20-year-old. Hey, it's possible. Diet, nutrition, eating the right foods for your body, cutting back the sugars, getting good sleep, getting that sunshine, breathing that good air, move the body. Have a good one.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.